Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. When voters head to the polls in November, they'll be asked to decide on four ballot questions. We'll be looking at each of them as the election gets closer.
Today, we're going to take a look at question four. Should Massachusetts businesses be required to provide employees with paid earned sick leave? California and Connecticut have already passed similar laws, but the United States as a whole stands virtually alone globally on this, in that there are no federal requirements for paid sick leave.
Here in Massachusetts, 1 million workers lack paid sick time, and nearly one in four say that they've been fired, suspended, or punished for taking time off due to personal illness. On the other hand, many small business owners say they can't afford to offer paid sick leave, and that if they had to, they'd be forced to raise prices or cut other benefits to make up the difference.
So listeners, are you one of the 1 million workers in Massachusetts who don't have paid sick leave? Do you want it? Have you come to work when you've been ill and perhaps shouldn't have? And what difference would it make in your life? Similar set of questions to small business owners out there. What do you make of this? Would it hurt your business? Could you even afford to offer paid sick leave to your employees? Call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. You can also send us a tweet at Radio Boston. We'll be joined today by guests on either side of this ballot question, beginning with Steve Crawford. He's with Raise Up Massachusetts, the activist coalition that campaigned to put question four on this November's ballot. Steve, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us today is Bill Vernon. He's the state director of the Massachusetts chapter of the Federation of Independent Businesses. Bill Vernon, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So first of all, let me just start by giving a quick outline of what's being asked in the ballot question. If I'm getting this right, it's basically that workers could earn 1 hour of sick time for every 30 hours that worker is on the job, up to a cap of 40 hours a year. And when we say sick time, we mean, of course, if the person themselves is sick or there's an ill family member, or perhaps even the effects of domestic violence. And this applies to all employers in the state that have more than 10 or 11 staff members. So,
not actually, slight correction on
okay.
that. If you work at a company that has 10 or fewer employees, you earn unpaid
sick time.
Again, up to the 40 hours. If you work for a larger company, 11 employees or more, it is paid sick time. Again, capped at 40 hours, and there's a provision that would prevent employers from retaliating against people.
Okay, so we'll get to further into details in a minute. But Steve Crawford and Bill Vernon, and Steve, let me just start with you. I wanted you to give us, just as briefly as possible, your number one argument why you're either for or against this provision to be added to Massachusetts law. So Steve, let's just start with you.
One out of every three workers in Massachusetts does not earn a single day of paid sick time, and that has an impact on their not only on their family but also on their community. When a worker loses that day's pay, that money is not available for them to buy a pair of shoes or get their hair done or buy something at the local 5 and 10. So it impacts their family's needs, but also the businesses in their neighborhood.
Okay, so Bill Vernon, on the other side of this question, why do you and the businesses that you represent oppose question four?
Well, we believe a paid sick leave mandate goes to the very heart of what it means to own and manage your own business by essentially removing any flexibility that the business owner and the employee have in developing an appropriate pay or benefit packages. This will cost money. It'll cost, and therefore, it's going to be a trade-off, and it either comes from the consumer of the product that the business is producing or from the worker in the business, whether it be vacation time, wages, health care benefits, retirement benefits. There is a cost, and in fact, we think that the proponents admit there is a cost by essentially saying for small businesses, which this really affects.
Well, so let me ask you, I mean, do you have a number or any sort of quantification of what that cost might be?
Yes, we did a study a couple of years ago with the proposal that was before the legislature at that time, and of course it's been changed, and that said that Massachusetts would would lose 16,000 jobs, and it would be about $8.4 billion in economic activity over a period of 8 years.
Well, let me get Steve Crawford to respond to that. So the cost question.
There are San Francisco and Washington, D.C. are communities that have had earned sick time for a long time. And the economic impact on those communities is negligible, perhaps positive. Those local economies are doing better than their surrounding communities, and a number of studies have shown the same thing. I've never seen this study quoted by Mr. Vernon. We have a similar study that says that it will cost the state $25 million each year if we don't implement earned sick time. And I think it's common sense for people, if you can't get the time off, even if you have insurance, you're going to the emergency room with your kids at the most expensive rate.
Well, Bill Vernon, let me just turn this back to you, because I think as many of these issues go, there are lots of dueling numbers here. I'm looking at a different set. For example, nationally, it seems as if sick workers, in terms of lost productivity, cost the United States upwards of $160 billion a year. And Steve Crawford mentioned what happened in San Francisco. They passed their sick leave law in 2006. Yeah. In 2011, a survey was done there. And only 14% of businesses in the city of San Francisco said that the city ordinance hurt profit. 71% of them said it did not.
Right. Well, first of all, Massachusetts would have the broadest and most rigid mandate of any state in the country. Connecticut exempts employers with less than 50 employees. And California only allows 3 days of sick leave. And neither allow for the increments as low as 1 or 2 hours, which is a particular aspect of this legislation, that not only can be earned 1 hour at a time, it can be taken 1 hour at a time. Sick leave can be taken. So it's not sick days, it's sick hours. Mm. But getting back to the point about the cost, I think that the proponents admit that there's a cost. Otherwise, they wouldn't have exempted or made for smaller companies unpaid leave instead of paid leave. So they know that there's a cost to this. And the costs are particularly acute with regard to service industry and for small businesses. That's where it hurts the most.
Steve Crawford, I know you want to jump in here, but I just actually want to play a little bit of tape, because it's exactly on this point about basically a lot of businesses in certain sectors feel as if they might be having to face a double cost, because when an employee calls in sick, not only would the business have to fill that person's position for that day, but they would also have to then pay the sick employee for their time. WBUR's Ben Swayze caught up with John Hurst, who's president of the Massachusetts Retailers Association, a group with the support no on question for side of this thing, and he made this point.
If you're a daycare center, you have minimum employment requirements under the law. So if someone calls in sick, you're going to have to replace that person. So you literally are paying twice.
So Steve Crawford, let me get your response to that.
I think the example given is laughable. Is the suggestion that the person who works at a daycare center should go to work and get all the kids sick? I mean, we all know that they're sharing germs anyway. But I mean, it's kind of it's a laughable example. I run my own small business. I have fewer than five employees. One thing I know is that when I'm sick, I get paid. And the people who fill in for me, I make sure that they get paid too, because it encourages loyalty. It's better for productivity, and I find it's better for profitability. And I know that there are small businesses like mine, retail and a bunch of industries, that are successfully providing paid sick time to their workers because they think it gives them an advantage. Question four levels the playing field so that everybody is playing by the same rules.
Listeners, we're talking about ballot question four, which is one of the four issues you're going to be asked to decide on in November. This one asks us if whether or not Massachusetts employers should be required to offer earned paid sick leave for an additional 1 million workers in the state. So if you might be one of those people who currently don't have paid sick leave, what do you make of this provision, of this idea? Or if you're a small business owner, same question to you, or any size business owner for that matter. Is it something you could afford to do? The United States is basically one of the few countries on planet Earth who doesn't have this nationally. Is it time for Massachusetts to have paid sick leave? Call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. You can send us a tweet as well at Radio Boston. I'm joined by Steve Crawford. He's with Raise Up Massachusetts. They're the people who helped put this ballot question on the vote for this November, and Bill Vernon, who's the state director of the Federation of Independent Businesses. Bill Vernon, let me ask you, because you mentioned about the issue of lack of flexibility, and if I'm reading what the question involves or the proposal involves, that there could be some flexibility here, that if a sick employee under this proposal, you know, calls in and misses time, but agrees to actually make up the hours in the same pay period or in the next pay period, that A, that person doesn't even have to use their earned sick time, and the employer doesn't have to pay them for it. So perhaps there is the flexibility that would take care of those cost concerns that you were talking about, and also maybe staffing issues.
Right. And again, I think this points out that there are different kinds of businesses. There are businesses in which you can substitute or switch shifts and come back and do extra hours. There are businesses where that cannot happen. So again, the one size fits all aspect, or actually two sizes fits all, to be fair, is one of the problems with this. I mean, small businesses and. We will adapt. I know that small businesses will adapt. They always do. But the fact of the matter is that in Massachusetts, we've raised the minimum wage. We have the highest health care costs in the country. We have very high energy costs that are really hurting our manufacturing sector. And the sick leave bill is another straw on the camel's back that has, in fact, affected
Right. Well, Steve Crawford, let me turn to you on this, because I think a lot of small business owners hearing this are shaking their head yes, because Bill Vernon did actually just list out a lot of relatively recent new regulations or requirements that have been put on businesses basically, you know, in the past 5 or 10 years. It's a lot to deal with at once.
I think a lot of small businesses have an informal policy, particularly the successful and responsible ones, that if you work there for a long time and you're a good employee and you're sick or your child's sick, you can take time off. But a lot of businesses don't have a policy, or not as responsible as some of us would like. And I used the term earlier, this levels the playing field. It creates a standard so that all employers and all employees know what they're entitled to when they go to work somewhere. And to address the healthcare issue, our question was just endorsed yesterday by the leading healthcare organizations in the state, Partners Healthcare, Children's, Steward, Boston Medical Center, because they know that people not having this benefit is driving up healthcare costs. And this is a way that we can control some of the expenses that Mr. Vernon is concerned about.
Well, what about...
Can I just respond to that?
Sure, quickly, please.
It's really, very quickly. These companies that, these hospitals that took that position yesterday are very large. It's a perfect example of and I presume they all offer sick leave because they can certainly afford it. They have a guaranteed flow of income from the insurance companies that comes out of small businesses and their workers in the form of premiums. They have it's big health care, big businesses, and big labor, frankly, coming out against or in favor of mandatory paid sick leave.
Well, I know there's a lot of contention, and I know Steve Crawford wants to jump in here again on this. And please forgive me if I don't let you, because every single one of these points we could dive very deeply into, and I'm afraid we don't have a lot of time. Because I want to actually get a sense of to the broad landscape of concerns here on both sides of the issue. And Steve, I wanted to turn back to you, because another thing that I often hear business owners say is that, you know, if we were to be mandated to offer this new benefit, that we would have, you know, something else would have to give. We'd have to reduce wages. Maybe we'd have to increase our prices. We might have to reduce vacation time. It's a zero-sum game. And overall, if you look at the big picture, maybe that's not the best thing for their employees.
I think it's a scare tactic, frankly. The Massachusetts economy is built on healthcare, financial services, education, biotechnology, And workers in those industries aren't sacrificing benefits like retirement or vacation time so that they can take a day off when they're sick. I think it's quite frankly just a scare tactic that you don't find in other industries. And for the one in three workers who don't have this benefit, I think it's long overdue, and I think most voters believe that also.
Well, we've got a lot of people commenting on Twitter here. Kelsey Brunn says, yes, she would vote yes on question four because it makes sense. There shouldn't even be a discussion. Alas, Kelsey, we are going to have this discussion. Thank you for your tweet. Andrew Fernitano, sorry, Andrew, if I mispronounced your name, also says yes, because no employee should have to choose between their health and their job. It's a common sense policy. Gustavo is sending us what I think is a tongue-in-cheek tweet. He says, no, I prefer to be around sick people and illness helps improve productivity. Always room for snark on Twitter. So let's actually get some firsthand experience here from our callers. Joe is calling from Salem. You're on the air, Joe.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wondered if you could discuss the cap. I guess I had 2 points. So one, I was wondering if you could discuss the cap of the paid sick or of the earned sick leave time. My understanding was that it was capped at 5 days per year, and it never would go over that, even if you there was no rollover time into the next year. And the second was more of just a story. My wife is actually a fifth grade public school teacher in Lynn, Massachusetts, and this has happened a few times, but in one example in particular is she had a student come in last year who was very, very sick, couldn't really pay attention in class, just had her head on the desk the whole time. She eventually just had to go lay in the corner. And my wife tried to get her to go into the school nurse, but she actually broke down in tears and refused to go because if she went into the nurse, she would be sent home for being sick, which would mean her mom would have to leave work to come and get her and could be fired as a result.
Right. Joe, if I'm going to take it back from you there, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Steve Crawford, just briefly, the cap would be 40 hours per year?
The cap is 40 hours per year. You can roll over time that you haven't used, but you can't go above that 40-year cap in the in subsequent
40-hour
years.
Cap.
Yeah, 40-hour cap in subsequent years.
Okay, and you can't cash in unused hours.
That is correct.
All right, let's take another call here. Brenda is calling from Mattapan. You're on the air, Brenda.
Thank you for taking my call. So I am a small business owner and have about 35 home care workers. Our business, our largest business contract is with the state of Massachusetts serving disabled persons. There's absolutely no accommodation to provide any sick time to any of our healthcare workers. And although someone who can't go to a case one day, we may be able to cover that case with somebody else, and that person could make hours up at another time during the week, if sick pay goes through, then the state contracts and insurers would need to really allow us that money in our overhead, or it would definitely put us right out of business.
Brenda, thank you so much for your call. Steve Crawford, let me get your response to that, because I think Brenda's not alone in the concern that it could actually cost her her business.
I'm concerned about the people who are being cared for by her workers, who are among the most vulnerable in our state. And if a home care worker goes into an ill person's home, and they contract a disease, the impact on them and their family is profound, and very profound. And this bill would cover them, and they would be eligible for earned sick time. I appreciate her concern, but I also, my concern goes with the patient.
Well, on the other hand, actually, Bill Vernon, I just wanted to sort of look at the other side of this issue, because we just got a tweet from someone who goes by Nick Luck. And Nick Luck asked the question, say your child is sick, daycare nor school will allow him or her to attend due to a fever. Your choice is basically lose your job or take a sick day. And that gets to the other side of this issue, where people are concerned about the fundamental fairness of a million workers not having that option of whether or not to go to work or take care of a child. I mean, what's your response to the fundamental fairness issue?
Yeah, I think sick time is you know, I'm all for sick time. Actually, the more progressive HR program today is probably paid time off. And that whole system of you get so many days a year and the employer doesn't ask, whether it's vacation, personal, sick, you get these many days a year. That whole thing is called into some sort of legal limbo because now we're going backwards to a system where people get so many hours of sick time.
That's not true.
And the comprehensive nature of that the caller talked about of this proposal is such that it does apply to state workers. So the taxpayers will be paying for this. It does apply to part-time seasonal workers. So they also earn sick time, and so it's a it's as I said, the most comprehensive mandate in the country.
Well, let me get.
And I think when you get into these aspects of the bill, I think people have to take a second look at it.
Let me get Steve Crawford. I heard you wanted to jump in there.
It's just not true that this would impact flex time proposals. This is a scare tactic that's been used nationally. If your employer provides an equal or better benefit from what's provided in the bill, it doesn't change your sick time benefit or your flex time benefit at all, whether they're an in-state employer or an out-of-state employer.
I should note that WBUR's Pole Vault team recently, in fact, just today, has new poll numbers out on where Massachusetts voters currently stand on question four. And remember, a yes vote would be to enact paid sick leave time. Turns out that at this moment, 56% of those polled said they would vote yes, 25% said they would vote no, and 18% said they were undecided. So, Bill Vernon, in the last couple seconds that we have, I just wanted to throw the question to you. I mean, it looks as if in this snapshot, in this moment in time, yeah, this question has a lot of momentum behind it.
Right. You know, and as I say, you know, who can be against sick time? And nobody's against sick time. What we're opposed to is this particular question and the aspects and the impact of that question, we feel, on the economy, especially in particular industries, especially small businesses.
Well, Bill Vernon is the state director of the Federation of Independent Businesses. Bill Vernon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And Steve Crawford, I'm afraid we're out of time today, but I really appreciate you joining us. Steve Crawford is with Raise Up Massachusetts and the Yes on 4 campaign. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And listeners, I know you had a lot that you wanted to contribute, so keep doing that online at radioboston.org or send us a tweet at Radio Boston. But stay with us. There's a lot more of the show coming up in just 90 seconds. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty with Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.